Last week we learned the Gemara. We learned the Gemara on Tei Zayin and Aleph during all the Talmud days. The Gemara was commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah was listing off on Daf Beis Amud Aleph all the different cases when you require a Bezna Vayin Aleph, Bezna Gadol. So one of the instances when a Bezna Gadol is needed is when you want to go to Melchemes HaRashus, to be Yotze to Melchemes Mitzvah. You don't need the authorization of the Bezna Gadol. But to go to Melchemes HaRashus, you require the Bezna. We learned the Gemara on Tei Zayin and Aleph during all the Talmud days. The Gemara was commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah was listing off on Daf Beis Amud Aleph all the different cases when you require a Bezna Vayin Aleph, Bezna Gadol. So one of the instances when a Bezna Gadol is needed is when you want to go to Melchemes HaRashus, to be Yotze to Melchemes Mitzvah. You don't need the authorization of the Bezna Gadol. But to go to Melchemes HaRashus, you require the Bezna Gadol. So the Gemara said, Menohan Emili, so the first quote of one Pasuk, then the Gemara was Matra, that Pasuk on the bottom of Tei Zayin and Aleph, that Pasuk in Bamidbar doesn't really say that you need the Bezna Gadol in order to authorize a Melchemes HaRashus. It says, the Pasuk gives you a list of the people who have a right to consult the Urim Tumim. If I have a shaila whether to invest in one company or another company, I have no right to ask the Urim Tumim, and it's not going to answer. If a person has a shaila about a shidduch or something like that, about the employment, so then at the Urim, you have no right to ask on personal things. The Bezna Gadol has the right to ask the Urim Tumim, the Moshav Muhammad has the right to ask the Urim Tumim. Things that are negate the Gans Kalisam. So that's what the Gemara says. That pasuk doesn't really say you need a Bezen HaGadol in order to go to a Melchemes HaRashus. The pasuk is listing off who has the right to consult the Urim Tumim. The Gemara says, but the marker for this idea that Yotze Melchemes HaRashus about the Bezen Shal Shum Yechot, that you need a Heta Bezen to be Mata the Yisra, there's an Yisra Ritzicha. People are going to get killed. And Ochem are going to get killed. We're putting our soldiers into danger. We're putting the Yiddish soldiers into sakana. So you need a heter to wage a Melchemes HaRashus. Melchemes Mitzvah Mechuyiv is Mechuyiv. Melchemes HaRashus, you need a heter. So that's from a different pasuk. The Gemara quotes that pasuk, the psukim from Dirayam. From Dirayam Imala, the Gemara quotes a few psukim. That in order to have a heter to go to Melchemes HaRashus, you need the Bezna Gadol, you need the Urim Tumim, you need the Yoetz, and so on and so forth, all the different things. So the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos, when he's listing off the various mitzvos essay, mitzvos lois essay, so he lists off as one of the mitzvos essay, this one from Bamidbar, that you have to consult the Urim Tumim before you go to a Melchemes HaRashus. And he's mistapek, maybe the din requires also when you go to Melchemes Mitzvah, you have to consult the Urim Tumim also. He's not sure. Maybe the din requires when you wage Melchemes Mitzvah, also you have to consult the Urim Tumim. I shteitach in the Mishnah Faker. Isn't that what it says, that you don't have to? And yet, Melchemes HaRashus, Alach Ibezen Shal Shivim V'yechod, you need Urim Tumim. But to go to Melchemes Mitzvah, the Pashto says you don't need any consultation. The Pashto Pshat, the Ramban doesn't mean the Ikuva. Ramban probably doesn't mean, in order to go to Melchemes HaRashus, if you don't have the authorization of the Sanhedrin, the Urim Tumim, then it's outright Betzicha. You have no right to wage on Melchemes HaRashus. You need a Heter, you need a Matir. So these are all the Matir. In order to go to Melchemes Mitzvah, you're Mechuyev to go, you're Mechuyev the Yomit, so you don't need any authorization. But you have to know, Vibifir Tamil Chomet, you have to know, should you send the Air Force, should you send the Navy, should you send the foot soldiers, should you send tanks, should you drop bombs now? How many days should you bomb? 3 days, 10 days, 2 weeks? Should you bomb until you wipe them out? Should you bomb until you crush the government? How long do you wage a war? So these are issues that you have to consult. So if you have no Urim Tumim, let's say Bizman is it. You have a Yiddish in Medina, you have no Urim Tumim. So you have to still go Melchemes HaRashus. You have to still wage a Melchemes Mitzvah. But if you have an Urim Tumim, so then the Ramban says, the Stoma, that's also included in the Mitzvah. You have to ask the Urim Tumim, how to fear on the Melchemes. But it doesn't mean that it's Likuva, Alpi Pashtus. If you don't have the Urim Tumim, you still have to wage a Melchemes Mitzvah. But by the Melchemes HaRashus, that's Likuva. If you don't have the Urim Tumim, so then you don't have the Het Melchemes. So then it's an Isser Yitzicha. You have no right to wage the war. So the Gemara says the marker of Ein Matzi Melchemes HaRashus Alach Desna Shul Shem Yechon cannot be the first pasuk of Bamidbar. It's not It doesn't speak about that. It speaks about who has the right to consult the Umatun. The Makar is from the story of David HaMelech, as is alluded to by the Pasuk in Divrei Hayom. So what is the story by David HaMelech? So the Gemara says, the Gemara describes it as if it happened every day. This Gemara, it's in Brachas Daf Gimel. Sounds like every night, part of it was every night. David HaMelech went to sleep a little bit, but every night he would wake up at Chatzos and he would be composing Tilin. This is the Makar that the Achrayim quote in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's not proper to recite Tilin Balayla until after Chatzos. Didn't recite Tilim in the first half because David HaMelech was sleeping then, and he composed the Tilim in the second half of the night. So that was going on every night. Chatzos Laila Okum Lahodes Lucha. That was every night was like that. Then every morning the Sanhedrin came and they said, Nachli Sol Tzichim Parnas, and every day he gave the same solution. Let's go wage Machemis Oshus. And some of that was once in a long while. It wasn't every morning. Christ describes it as if it happened all the time. So what does it mean? They need a parnasa, they have no money. He says, okay, go wage war. Just like that. So he says, okay, go kill out a couple of nachrim, and then you'll take whatever they have, and everybody will have parnasa. That's the Pirush Amilas and the Gemara. That's very strange. That's what the Mechemes HaRishus is all about. The other people didn't check us at all. They didn't start off with us at all. We just go wage war in order to have parnasa. In order to have money. So remember, Rav Soloveitchik suggested, he thought, how do you translate the words, Pishtu Yedechen Bigdud? Bigdud means a battalion of soldiers, a group of soldiers. So what does it mean? So I thought the Pashat, the Pirush Amilas is, form an army, let the Yidden make an army, let them make a battalion of soldiers, and let them send their soldiers to wage war against the enemy. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it doesn't mean that. He thought that it meant that there was a gedud shel nochrim, that there was a battalion of soldiers that the nochrim were chepping the Eden, that was starting up with them. But it wasn't enough to cause a war. Making a war. So we'll put a band-aid, we'll solve the problem a little bit here. We'll put a mine over here and a drop a bomb over there. We don't have to wage a major war. So that's what David HaMelech said, no. If they're starting up with us, and we have to prevent them from waging a major war against Klal Yisrael in the future, there's no imminent sakon from the Yom HaSoil. In the distant future, maybe in another 5 years, another 10 years, there will be a danger. So he says, okay, so let's go wage war now. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik gave us a mashal. He said, I think that, I already forgot the history. He said there was a certain point in American history that the Congress wanted to attack Russia because they felt that Russia was going to become too powerful in the future and Russia would become an enemy of America. So they were tilting whether they should wage war against Russia. Russia didn't yet start up, but they wanted to cripple Russia before they would start up. So the Gemara in Saita, in the end of Perek Mashulch Muhammad, the Gemara has a Mishnah which discusses some of the chilukim between Mechemes Mitzvah and Mechemes Rishus. That the Chayzim, we discussed a little bit, the Chayzim Yarchan Mechama, the one who is not the Kerem V'lai Chilalo and Eres Isha V'lai Lekacha, born in Bayis. Yes, so these exemptions are only from the Mechemes Rishus and from Mechemes Mitzvah, no one is exempt. So then the Mishnah discusses a little bit what's a Mechemes Rishus, what's a Mechemes Mitzvah. So the Gemara says that to deter the Nachrim, to prevent them from waging war against us, that's a Mechemes Rishus. How is that a Mechemes Rishus? Self-protection. Self-protection is Tachmam Shem Mechemes Mitzvah. So it means the danger is not imminent. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Pishti Dechem Bigdud. There was a Gdud. There was a battalion of soldiers of the Nachrim who were starting up with the Eden and Eretz Yisrael. But it wasn't such a Sakana that you have to wage war now. But in another 5-10 years, if you let them keep on going like this, they will wage war against us. So that's what the Gemara says in the last daf of Mashulch Muhammad. The Gemara suggests that that's machlokes hatanoim between Abiyud and the Chachamim, whether that constitutes Mechemes Rishus or Mechemes Mitzvah. But it's not stand that you wage Mechemes Rishus out of the clear blue sky. It's a nice day, we have no parnosa, so let's go check for some nachrim. We'll get permission. The Bez Nogolim will never give permission. The Urim Tumim will never give permission. They'll only give permission if there is a problem, but it's not such a major problem right now. In the distant future, it looks like it will become a problem. So then they'll say, okay, so go wage war now.
this shtickle speed of the psychology of the Zohar lawyer is that we look at Hashem Sosa, which is not our normal way of Hashem Sosa, look at the present. It's only because of the Parnosa that we see our Hashem Sosa.
No. Even if there wouldn't have been a problem of Parnas, if the Bez Nagadol feels that it's an Eitzah to wage war now, rather than to wait till later, if you wait till later, it'll be worse, it'll be more difficult. And you give an Eitzah to wage war now, so sometimes it'll be a Mechemes Mitzvah. Sometimes if they feel that it's important to do it now, otherwise we'll lose too many soldiers later. So then it can be Mamsh Mechemes Mitzvah. Then you don't even need the Rishus of the Bez Nagadol, you don't even need the Rimbitumim and so on. But if it's either now or later, it doesn't really make that much of a difference. And then right now, it only be Mechemes or Rishus, because it's not really necessary now. So then you need the Rishus of the Bez Nagadol. So that's what the Gemara learns out from the Pesukim and on the Bez. Okay. Then the Mishnah adds on, Mishnah is listing off all the things that you need a Bez Nagadol for. So the Mishnah says, so the Gemara gives the pasuk, if you want to expand Kedushas HaAzara, you want to make more Makom Mekudesh for Kedushas HaAzara, you should be able to shef karbonis, and eat the karbonis, kol shekotchin, in more area. You want to be moisif, more Makom that should have Kedushas Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says, our Mishnah says you need Bez Nagadol. The Mishnah in Shavuot says you need more than Bez Nagadol. You need Bez Nagadol in Ur Metumim, in Kohen Gadol, and a lot more things. Yeah. So the Gemara learns it out from Pesukim, V'chein Tasu L'der. The Gemara learns it out from the Pesukim, it's not only a din in Moisifin, it's a din when you Mekadosh for the first time also. When Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, and he was making Yesh Me'ayin, the Kedushas HaZor, and the Kedushas HaRabayis, and the Kedushas Yerushalayim, so he needed the Bez Nagadol at that time. He needed all of these things. Bez Nagadol, the Yom Tumim, the Kohen Gadol, the Novi, and so on, the Melech. He needed the Mishnah and Shavuos lists off all the things. The Gemara has a Machlokes Amoraim, V'chol Eilu Tanan, or Bachas V'chol Eilu Tanan. Do you require all of these? Do you need all of the above? When it says that in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they made the Mishkan, so Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi, and they had the Yom Tumim, and Kohen Gadol was Aaron HaKohen, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech, and he had the Din Sanhedrin, so they had everything. So does the Din require, and it says B'chein Tasu, that means B'chein Tasu L'Doros, and all the future generations, when you want to make a Beis HaMikdash, or you want to expand on the Kedushas Makom HaZorah, expand, doesn't matter whether you're making a Chodesh or Beis HaMikdash, or you're expanding, so it has to be the same way it was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's what the Gemara in Shavuos, on Daf Tezvav, has the Machlokes Amoraim. Is it B'chol Eilu Tanan? You need all of these things. Just like in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they had everything. Ur Metumim with the Kohen Gadol, with the Sanhedrin, with the everything. What do you say? B'achas B'chol Eilu Tanan. What's enough Kamina? So the Gemara says, well, look in the beginning of the Baisheni. Beginning of the Baisheni, the Ur Metumim didn't function. There was no Melech. There was no Yiddish Melech. There was a Goyish Melech. That's not going to help. So there was no Melech and there was no Ur Metumim. So how did they ever make the second Beis HaMikdash? How was it Shach to be Mekadosh? So the Gemara says one of two answers. Either you have to assume that Kedushas HaMikdash was Kitchel Osi Lova, so they didn't have to be Mekadosh and do the Makom HaMikdash. It retained its Kedusha from the period of the Bais Rishon. Whenever they were Mekadosh at that time, they had B'chol Eilu Tanan, so it just retained its Kedusha. They built a building. They built the Bais Sheni, the structure, but they didn't have to be Mekadosh any new Mekoymas. Or should we say no, that the Kedushas HaMikdash at the time of the Churban Bais Rishon was Batla. The Kedushas HaMikdash was Batla. And when they came in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, they built the Bais Sheni, they had to create the Kedusha, Yesh Me'ayin. And the answer is that B'achas M'kol Eilu Tanan, you don't require all of these things that they had in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Any one of them would be good enough. So Sanhedrin, they did have. The Kohen Gadol they had. So they didn't have Urim Tumim, so they didn't have a Melech. You don't need B'chol Eilu Tanan, it's sufficient B'achas M'kol Eilu. So that's the Machloikis Amaran. Halacha L'maaseh is the Machloikis, the Rambam and the Raivi. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav in Hilchos Beis Abchira that Kedushas HaMikdash was Kitchel Osi Lovoi from the days that Shlomo HaMelech built them the Mikdash and he was Mekadosh it. The Kedusha never disappeared during the Churban period of Churban Bais Rishon, and after the Churban Bais Sheni, the Kedushas Yerushalayim and the Kedushas HaMikdash remained. And the Ravid writes not so. The Ravid writes Al Pi Kabbalah. He says, "I'll pick up all." It's not so. The Rabbi and the Ramban disagree. They say no. That after the Churban Bayis Rishon, Kedushas Hamikdash was nisbatlo, and after then they had to create it Yesh Me'ayin. In other words, Ba'achas Mikol Eilu Tanan. They didn't have all. They didn't have Urim Betumim. They didn't have a Melech. You don't need all. So in the days of Ezra Nechemiah, they created the Kedusha anew. And then after the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Kedusha was batlo. And Adam Talmi is permitted to enter into the Harabais today. According to the Ravid and the Ramban, an Adam Tomei is permitted to enter into the Mount. According to the Ramban, he's not allowed. It's Chayiv Koras. If an Adam Tomei enters on the other side of the coastal Amaron. So this Machloikis Amaron and the Gemara and Shavuot, Dafka as well, the Machloikis Arishayim, had a pastor. Mishnah Berurah writes that it's a Sveikid Adina. He says, we have no way to be Machriya. How can you look at the Harabayas? Can you tell with the human eyes whether it has condition? He says, we don't know. So he says, Asveke Adina Sufik Koras, he's not permitted, and Adam Tali is not permitted to enter, we're all to me. He's not permitted to enter the Harabais today because of the Machlekes.
What about when he didn't miss my purpose,
he couldn't make the other bargain? Don't know. I'm not familiar. The Gemara says in Shavuos, the Gemara quotes at the Seft in Shavuos, that they expanded Yerushalayim. They were Moisifan Yerushalayim. But they were talking not Mekadesh, the additional area, because it was missing. They didn't have the Urim Betumim, and they didn't have the Melech. So when they added on to Yerushalayim, they added on for political purposes. It's part of Yerushalayim. But Al Pi Halacha, to eat Ma'aseh Sheni and to eat Kodesh Mekalim, they weren't allowed to.
So why is that not real on Halacha?
No, that's a Brisa. That is, the Gemara says Machloek is Hatanoin, and a Machloek is Amaroin, and a Machloek is Arishayin. Machloek is all the way throughout all the generations. It was Machloek is all the way down.
But in terms of my stuff, the Mandelma says that you don't need all the Akbar.
Says
that can never happen?
No. He says they were Moisik, but they were never Mekadisha. They were only like today. They keep on adding on, politically, they add on to Yerushalayim. Because they know that the Jewish soldiers and the Jewish army will be Moisa Nefesh more for Yerushalayim than for any other city. So that was Bizman Bayis Sheni. Rashi writes like that in Shavuos, Bizman Tezayin. Rashi writes in Shavuos Tezayin and all. They were Moisa if they added on sections to Kedushas, not to Kedushas Yerushalayim, they added on politically to the Yerushalayim, knowing that the Jews would fight harder to defend the capital or the whatever, the city that's called Yerushalayim. So for political purposes, for mail, whatever, for taxation purposes, this area belonged to Yerushalayim. But for Kedusha Sambachim, it didn't belong to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says they wouldn't need, the people who understood the Allah, who would neither eat Kachim Kalim nor eat Ma'aseh Sheni there. The Gemara says the Braisa, the Gemara quotes at the Sefta, so the Sefta says the Ami Ha'aretz understood that there's a split over here with respect to some purposes. It is usual on respect to others not, but they didn't understand what the split was. They didn't understand that politically it is usual and halachically it's not. So they thought for some halachas it is usual and some halachas not. So they used to eat kach and kalim there, but they wouldn't eat Ma'aseh Sheni there. Because the Amei Ha'aretz held that in order to eat Ma'aseh Sheni, you need more Yerushalayim. You need more of a Kedushas Yerushalayim. So they felt that this makom that they were Ma'aseh on Yerushalayim in the middle of the Kufas Bayis Sheni, it only had the status of Yerushalayim for the less important things. What's less important? Achilas kach and kalim. But the purpose of Achilas kach and kalim, hastens yeh Yerushalayim. For the purpose of Achilas Ma'aseh Sheni, it's not enough. You have to have closer. Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to have clothes. So the Gemara says that that's wrong. The Tosefta says that that's incorrect. That when they added on, it was only for political purposes, not for halachic purposes. But there's a deal in Achrayim whether the Svara of the Amei Ha'aretz is totally wrong or not. The Svara is correct. So in the some Achrayim say, the Mabit writes in the Kiryas Sefer that the Amei Ha'aretz in principle were right. Because the Mabit claims that all of the Ayoras HaMakof Eschayim and Mas Yishuv Menun, that the Chumash says they have a special status that Mitzarayim are not permitted to enter any of the Ayoras HaMakof Eschayim, so it's the same as Yerushalayim. All Ayoras HaMakof Eschayim are the same as Yerushalayim. So the Mabit says, same as Yerushalayim, so you can eat Kachim Kalim in all Ayoras HaMakof Eschayim. So he says, in principle, yes. Theoretically, yes, you should be able to. But you have to shecht all the Karbonis in the Azor. So it'll be nifsal b'yotzeh. If you bring it from the Azara to the Yoras HaMakof Eschayim, it'll be nifsal b'yotzeh. But otherwise it wouldn't be any problem. So then the Mabit frekta kashav zichet. That's the only reason why, because it'll be nifsal b'yotzeh. So that reasoning only applies to Kachim Kalim. That'll be Nifsal the Yotzei. What about Maisa Sheni? Maisa Sheni is not Nifsal the Yotzei. So why can't you eat Maisa Sheni? All Ayaris Hamakafas Chayim Maisa Shulinu. We know the din is not true. You cannot eat Maisa Sheni and Ayaris Hamakafas Chayim. So yes, why not? So he answers, because the Amihorets are right. The Amorites are right in principle, because the Mokam Achilas Maisa Sheni is more strict. To eat Kachin Kalin, that would have been okay. You can eat Kachin Kalin all Yaris Hamakafas Chayim in theory. But the Mokam Achilas Maisa Sheni, it says, that when it says in the Chumash Dvarim, when you eat Maisa Sheni, how does it say? Leman Tilmad Liyiras Hashem Alakech, I think is the Pasuk says. Huh? Something about Yira Shamayim. So the Tosis in Tainus. So the Tosis, I think in Tainus, in the first pair quotes a Sifrei, on that Pasuk, the person eats Maisa Sheni, he looks at the Beis HaMikdosh. Like the people who live in Yir Atika, they look out the window and they see the coast of Ma'arabi, so they get frightened, they get more Yir HaShamayim. So the Tosis quotes such a Sifrei. They leave Maisa Sheni, they'll hear the Kohanim and the Levim singing and the Kohanim screaming, let's go bring the Karbonis, and they'll see the Beis HaMikdosh, so they'll be inspired with Yir HaShamayim. So the Mabit says, for the purpose of Achilas Maisa Sheni, that's not sufficient. You cannot declare that all Ayaris HaMakavos Chayim have the same status as Yerushalayim. No! You have to have Levan Tilma L'Yiras Hashem Okech. It has to be a Mokum Korev to the Mokum HaKrovos HaKabonis. But for the purpose of eating Kachim Kalim, it should have been good enough for all Ayaris HaMakavos Chayim. The only reason why not is because it will be Nifsal V'Yotzei. That's how the Mabit writes. There's a Sefer Zera Avraham. Yerushalayim had one daughter, and his daughter married a big Talmud Chacham, Avraham Lufbir, who passed away without, they died without any children. They never had any children. So they put out a sefer, Zer Avraham, that there should be Bimkoim, the children. So the one sefer, Zer Avraham, Chidushi Torah, by this Rabbi Avraham Lufbir. And then there's another chelik, Zer Avraham, his correspondence with Rabbi Menachem Zember, used to correspond with him. So in the Zer Avraham, in both of the Svarim, Zer Avraham, they have, every 30 pages, they have a letter from the Yerushalayim. So I think there's a letter from the Yerushalayim in the Zer Avraham with the correspondence of Rav Menachem Zender, where the Yerushalayim has a taina against this Mabit. He says that it's not doiske halachim, the details don't stim. He says there are dinim, that a live animal doesn't become nifsal v'yotzei. So taina there, what if you have, let's say, you shechted a shlamim in the azara? Shlomo can either be zacher or nekeva. What if he shecht the shlomo? Achatas has to be davke nekeva, and oila has to be davke zacher. But a shlomo can be either zacher or nekeva. So let's say you shecht the shlomo in the azora and nekeva, and then after you shecht it, then it gives birth to a vlad, a ben pekua. And this ben pekua is walking around, and it walks to one of the yaris hamakaf is chayma. So he quotes us in Afani Gemara and Zerachim that a live animal doesn't become nifsal b'yotzei. Not only a live animal, you never shecht it in the first place, even a ben pekua also will not be nifsal b'yotzei. So he says, no, in such a case, you mean to tell me that you can take this vlad in any one of the ayaris hamakavos chayma? It won't be nifsal b'yotzei, so you can eat it in one of the other ayaris hamakavos chayma? So he says, I never heard of such a din. So he doesn't think that the whole idea that the Mabit wrote in the Kiryas Sefer, doesn't think as a shtimt al pi halacha, because you can have cases of karbonis where the shechita was in the azora, and there's no ksul yotzei, and you're still not allowed to eat it in ayaris hamakavos chayma. But anyway, that's what the Mabit thinks, that the Amihorets in principle were right. Usually it's assumed that the Amihorets were totally wrong. It's not correct. If anything is Bakar, if you want to split between the Mokam Achilas Kachim Kalin and the Mokam Achilas Maisa Sheni, if anything should be Fakir, you should say that you require a Mokam Yoisim Akudish for the purpose of Achilas Kachim Kalin, then you need for the purpose of Achilas Maisa Sheni. That's how there's one day in Tesis like that. The one not to taste is a ritvo like that. The Gemara in the second parak in Makkos is Elohein HaGoylim. So the Gemara talks about the Ori Miklot. If the Ratzeach B'Shoigig is in the Ori Miklot, then the Goyal Adam has no right to kill him. If the Ratzeach is outside of the Ori Miklot, then the Goyal Adam does have a right to kill him. What if he's inside, outside? What if he's on a tree and the tree is growing inside and he's there a branch outside? So Al-Gansa is sitting in the mark. But they say, Shadina nofo basa rikoro. But they say the tree, the branches on top that are outside have the same status as the ikir. The trunk of the tree is growing in the Ari Mikvot and the branches stick out and the Ritzech is on the branch there. So what's the din? A whole discussion in the Gemara. So the Gemara goes, so the Gemara says, well, what's the din? What's the din of eating my sasheni on a branch? The kids like to climb up on a branch. So let's say there's a tree where the trunk of the tree is growing in Yerushalayim, inside Lefnim and Achayim, and the branches grow out. And the kids are sitting on top of the branch outside of Yerushalayim. Are they permitted to eat Marsi Sheni on top of the branch? So the Gemara has a discussion. These say, Shadina nofa basari karo. The branch has the same status, the same makom as the Iker. So the Iker is in Yerushalayim, so the branch is also an extension of Yerushalayim. On it, a discussion. Like Tosfos Hakashe, that there's a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Peivav that says, Gag Malius, Lenis Katshu, that you cannot eat Korban Pesach. And most of the Rishonim assume you cannot eat any kachim kalim, not only korban pesach, no kachim kalim on an upper floor in any building. Kachim korban pesach, most of the Rishonim hold all kachim kalim have to be eaten on the ground level. You cannot eat on top of the roof, you cannot eat on any higher floor. Gagam aliyas v'loinis kachim. Fekteisa kasha says, if you can eat kachim kalim on top of a higher elevation, so how can you eat maisa sheni on top of the branch? Isn't that the same as gagam aliyas? That's Taisus Kash. So the different terutzim that the Rishonim give, Taisus Gradi gives a teretz, Taisus and Makas, in the second paragraph of Makas, I think you'd base him at all. Taisus gives a teretz that the only time it's called Gagam Aliyas Lenis Kachu is if it's new ground level, a roof, a second floor, you have a building. So here this is one ground level, upstairs another ground level, Vaseis, another ground level. You have Dalit al Dalit Tvachim, let's say for Hilchos Shabbos purposes. A makam, a sheer makam. You have dalet al dalet, a floor where people can walk there. So that's called an upper level. But if you have a branch, fine, the kids can hang on the branch and they can play and they can sit and they won't fall down. But there's no floor. You don't have solid dalet al dalet. So Tesha says that the branch, on top of the branch, you can eat kachim kalim, you can eat korban pesach, you can eat maisa sheni. There's no problem of gagam aliyah. There's no problem upper level. It doesn't constitute another level. It's only considered gagam aliyah if it's a floor with dalet al dalet tefach. Less than dalet al dalet is no problem. That's one suggestion that Tesis gives. Then the Ritva, and that Gemara has a famous answer. He says he doesn't see what Shre. The Gemara in Sochim Adaf Peyei on the base that says that you're not allowed to eat korban pesach. And most of the Rishonim hold you're not allowed to eat any kachim kalim on top of gagan valias in Yerushalayim. That's only korbanos. In order to eat kachim kalim, you need a makom yoisa mekudesh. Then the makom that's needed to eat maisa sheni. Maisa sheni is nishkin korban. Maisa sheni has nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash. You have to eat maisa sheni in Yerushalayim. It's not like korbanos that you have to maisa sheni. You don't have to bring maisa sheni to the Beis Hamikdash bikurim. You have to first bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, put it on the floor hanocha is me'akevus, and then the kohanim take it out of the Beis Hamikdash and eat the bikurim in Yerushalayim. Maisa sheni you don't have to bring to the Beis Hamikdash at all. It has no shaitas. You just eat it in Yerushalayim. So the Ritva there in Makkah says, when the Gemara says in Sochem Gagam Aliyas Lenis Katshu, that you may not eat, you're not permitted to eat Korban Pesach, Ahu Adinami, Kachim Kalim, on the upper levels, on the Gagam Aliyas, that's only Korbanos, because you need a Makam Yosem Mekudesh. But Maisa Sheni you may eat on the upper level. So this Gemara in Makkah that talks about somebody sitting on top of the branches of a tree and eating Maisa Sheni, that's no problem. That's for Maisa Sheni. And that Gemara itself that says you're not allowed to eat korbanos, that goes on korbanos. So the Ritva is just the opposite from the Mabid, just the opposite from the Amei Haaretz. The Mabid goes with the Amei Haaretz. He says the Amei Haaretz, in principle, they were right. In the case, they were wrong. When they were Moisif, these areas and the Tkufas by Sheni, the Gemara, the Tanoim say they were never Mekadosh them at all. But if they would have been the Kaddish then, so the Mabit claims it would be Gemoltas, I think, like the Amei Haaretz thought, that you can have a Kedushas Yerushalayim with respect to Achilas Kochim Kalim and not with respect to Maisa Sheni, because you need a Mokam Yoisa Mekudesh, you need a Mokam Yoisa Mekurev for the Beis HaMikdash, for the purpose of eating Maisa Sheni, more so than eating Kochim Kalim. And the Ritvos is just the Hekach, the Pashtus, it's the intuitive Liyams. I think I would also say like the Ritvos, that if at all you want to distinguish, if you want to say that there's a difference between the Mokam Achilas Kachimka and Mokam Achilas Marzen Sheni, I would have said like the Ritvos, that for the purpose of eating Kachimka, you need a Mokam Yais and the Kudish. Anyway, this is what the Gemara has here, on Tezayin on the base, that you learn out from the Pasuk, Kachol Asher Ani Mara Yischa, Eistavnis HaMishon, Eistavnis Kol Kelo, V'chein Ta'asu, that so too throughout all the future generations, when you want to build the Bais Rishon, you want to make Mishkan Shila, whatever you need, Ur Metulim, and Melech, and Nobi, and Kohen Gadol, and so on, and Sanhedrin, either B'chol Eilutanan, or B'achas M'chol Eilutanan, you need all of some of these, all of these, for the purpose of being mekadosh nechadosh, to give a new kedushas makom, or to be meisif on the makom. Yeah, makom amikdush also. You have to be. They had achas mikolel. Yeah. No, but the Gemara has a machlokes amoraim. There is shvuas that after zvav. Do you need b'chol elu tanan? Do you need all of these? So they didn't have the Urim Tumim, didn't answer in the Baishan. So Gemara says, "Tali zeh." If you hold kitchulasi lavoi, then you're free to say you don't have to, but then you're free to say that you need b'chol elu tanan.
What's the
stopping
point for the lunch? In one shot, one holds b'chol elu tanan. Anyway, kitchulasi lavoi. One has b'chol elu tanan.
No, there's no suffix that Bais Sheni had Kedusha. No one's debating that. They're just debating how did he get that Kedusha. So one opinion in the Gemara is in order to create Kedusha based on Mikdosh, you have to have a Chol Eilu Tanan. Suffix Medina today, whether an Adam Tommy is permitted to enter the Makam HaMikdosh. The Ravid holds that Loi Kitcha Lo Si Lavoi.
Yeah, it holds after Chol Eilu. When they did the second one.
But then after the Churban Bais Sheni, he was in his Batla. Right, the Ravid said just like after the Churban Bais Rishon, the Kedusha was in his Batla. So the Ravid in the Ramban hold, and the group of Rishonim hold like that. After the Churban Bais Sheni, the Kedusha was in his Batla also. The Ravid said it has to be like that. He argues. He says because Lasi Lavoi, the Bais HaShlishi, is going to have more Kedusha than the Bais Sheni ever had. The Psukim seem to say like that in Navi. So he says, how can it be? If it's Kitcha Lossi Lava, whatever the level of Kedusha was in the period of the Bais Sheni, that's going to be Nimshach. So must be, no, we wiped everything off. We're working now with a clean slate. At the time of the Churban Bais Sheni, the Kedusha Sabayis was Batla. And now Lossi Lava, whenever that time comes, we're going to make such a Kedusha that will exceed even the Kedusha Bais Rishon. There'll be more Shechina? I don't know. The Rambam holds the Kedusha is there all along, but there will be more Shechina. I don't know. What they do? I don't know. What happened in the Midbar. Yeah. Then the Gemara points out that there's a chilek about how are you mekadosh klisharis in the Beis Hamikdash. Kol hakelim shasa Moshe mishichasa mekadoshas. All the klisharis that were made in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says vayim shachem vayikadosh oisam. By doing the mishicha mishem namishcha, the kelim went down with the status of kedushas klisharis. And before the Mashiach, if you just make Kedushas Peh, it won't have a Kedushas Klisharis. But Mikami Yelech L'doiris, we learn now from another Pasuk, that it's Avedosim Mechan Chosim. There's no more din of Mashiachosim Mechan Chosim. The din is Avedosim Mechan Chosim. By using it for an Avedah. What do you mean you use it for an Avedah? Let's say you make a Klisharis to put a Mincha in. Make a klisharis to put yayin in, and then the klisharis is supposed to be mekadosh the yayin, and then I pour the yayin on the mizbeach, and I'm yotze in the mitzvah nisach yayin. But if I pour from a bottle that didn't have a kedushas klisharis, so then I'm not yotze in the mitzvah. So if you take a metal kli, klisharis be pasim have to be metal. So if you take a kli shel mateches and you didn't do mishiches, so what do you mean avodosim mechan chosim? I'll use it to be mekadosh the yayin, then I'll pour. How do you get the first base? If it doesn't have Kedushas Klisharis, so how do you say Abaydos Mechan Chosim? Use it. What, you teach a person how to swim, you throw him into the river and tell him to swim. Throw him into the ocean and tell him to swim. So what, how do you do it over here? So the Rishonim say that it's Boin Kiechol. You don't exactly understand. The Gemara has some cases, Boin Kiechol. The Gemara has Gita V'yoda, Boin Kiechol. How you Meshachem and Ebek Naini? You give the Shtar Shichur B'yad Ha'evit, but Mashikon Ebek on a rabbi. So it's as if the Odon put the Shtar Shichur from his right hand into his left hand. The Yad Ha'evit is Kiad Rabadomi. So how does it ever get off the ground? So the Gemara says, that's the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Gita V'yoda, Boin Kiechol. That's the din. So that's what the Rishonim and Acharonim use a lashon over here also. And the Kan V'yelech, Kol HaKelim, Shenasa, all the klisharis made after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no longer a din of Meshicha. Meshichasim is not Mekad Shosim, it's Avedosim and Chanchasim. When you use it for the Avedah, so using it for the Avedah gives it the status of klisharis. So din of Avedosim and Chanchasim. Boinkiyach, that's not Lacha, Boinkiyach. There's a Shver Rashi in Avedah Zorah, middle of Avedah Zorah, Dafnun Beis, Dafnun Dalan, middle of Avedah Zorah. Rashi is commenting on a pasuk in Malachim, I think, either Malachim or Divrei Yomim. The Gemara is, the psukim are describing something that occurred during the period of the Bais Rishon. So it says that the Kelim became with Nifsalu, and then they were Mekadish them anew. They were Yotze Lechulin, some of the Klishore somehow were Yotze Lechulin, and then they were Mekadish them anew. So it's, how were they Mekadish them anew? So Rashi writes, they did Meshicha B'Shem and Anishcha. So the Achronim on the side of the Gemara, on the page, they shray on Rashi, how can it be? The din is only called Akel Meshosim, Moshe Meshichosim Kat Shosim, Dostach Mikan V'Yela. That story happened in the middle of the Bais Rishon. The psukim that they're quoting from the Bayonim, I think, are describing an incident during the period of Bais Rishon. So how can Rashi say that it was Meshichosim, they did Meshicha? So some of the Achronim say, what do you mean? Mikan V'Yelech, Avedosim, what do you mean Mikan V'Yelech? After the Ptira Moshe Rabbeinu? No. Those Kalim Shosa Moshe. They still had the Kli from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not so far-fetched. In the middle of the Kufas Bais Rishon, they were still using one of the Kalim from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's included in Kala Kalim Shosa Moshe. That's not the Kamiela. Kamiela means if you make a new Kli, if you make a new Kli, but if it's one of the old Kalim, even if it's after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's still Mishichos and Mikat Shosa. So that's why Rashi is translating. They did Meshicha. They did Meshicha. The Gemara says it was Yotze Lechulin. The Gemara gives the whole case. Why was, how the Klisharis was Yotze Lechulin. And then they had to use it, they had to be Mekadosh it again in order to continue to use it. So Rashi says, how would they Mekadosh it anew? So he says, Ayde Meshicha B'Shem and Anish. Then the Mishnah has the din that in order to, this we discussed last week, in order to appoint a Sanhedrin, there's one big system of courts. The Sanhedrin Doyle is connected with all the Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin Ktana, every Sanhedrin Ktana, so the Sanhedrin Doyle has to appoint all of the Sanhedrin Ktana. That's one system, so just like Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Mamachim Shim V'Echad Koi, Moshe Rabbeinu was Memana, all of the Dayonim, so too the Doyle is, you need a Bez Nagorot to be Memana, all of the Sanhedrin. Then the Gemara has a Braise, Tana Rabbanan, that the obligation to appoint Dayanim is required b'chol year of the year. Shavtam shavtitla b'chol she'arecho b'chol lishe'arecho. Shavtim b'chol year v'year b'chol year v'year. Each and every city. It's not sufficient b'chol plach plach every region. Up in New York, low in New York State. No, you have to have in every single city. In Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. The Gemara has later that Umas Oilam, the Bnei Noach also have one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, Bnei Noach is Dinim. So how far are they obligated in the Mitzvah of Dinim? So the Gemara has a Lashon on Nun Vav Amid Beis. One quotes at the Seftin Avodah Zarah, about 10 lines from the bottom, well, more than 10 lines. The Hatanya says, Tosefta Avodah Zarah Peretes, and Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. Kishem shenitz tava Yisrael lahoyshet bat edinim chol plach plach b'chol ear b'ear. Kach nitz tava b'nei noach lahoyshet bat edinim b'chol plach plach b'chol ear b'ear. That's the way it says in our Gemara. B'chol plach plach b'chol ear b'ear. What's the letter hey? They tell you where the Rambam is. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim quotes and elaborates on all of the dinim of the Sheven Mitzvahs Vininah. So the Rambam, the Lechem Mishnah points out, the Rambam had a different gears in the Gemara. Only the Umas Olam have a mitzvah of dinim, they're obligated to appoint, but the dinim b'chol plach of plach. They're not mechuyi b'chol yeviyah. They're not mechuyi b'chol yeviyah. It's interesting, there is such a Gemara in the end of the first Perek in Makkos. The Mishnah says in the end of the first Perek in Makkos that Hedrin the Hegis bein boris bein mechutz lords. You cannot confer smicha mechutz lords. That's what we had the Gemaras before. In order to give smicha, you have to be, in order to receive smicha, in order to give smicha, you have to be in Eretz Yisrael. But once a person got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, he can travel to America. The smicha doesn't disappear unless he forgets all of his life. But 12 months he remembers, so the smicha is still there. So it's possible to have people get smicha in Eretz Yisrael and ship off 23 people to New York and make a Sanhedrin time, and they'll give dinner nefoshes in New York. You can't, if one of these 23 is going to die, if somebody doesn't feel well, then you can't confer smicha to a new person. You can't give any smicha to chutz lorets. But once you have them smochim coming from Eretz Yisrael, so they can function the chutz lorets as a bezin also. Who can? They have an obligation. They have an obligation too. I mean, who? How are we going to tell them? Yeah, that's dinim is one of the sheva mitzvahs. Yeah, dinim is one of the sheva mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, "Vos hayis dinim." They have an obligation to have what the dinim kluim b'chol. So the Rambam's gear says b'chol plach or plach, but not b'chol yevir. B'chol yevir is only for the Eden, not for the goyim. So there's a Gemara at the end of the first parak in Marcus when the Mishnah says there, the end of the first parak, Sanhedrin the Hegis, Bein Loretz to Bein Chutz Loretz, means if they got Snich and Eretz Yisrael, they can go to Chutz Loretz and constitute a Bezin. So the Gemara says that the Chiyuv Lohayshiv Batidin and Mechol Yevir is only in Eretz Yisrael. Because it says, how does the Pasuk say? Shavta Meshach Petit Lecha Visharech, how does it go right there? Oh, Asher Hashem Alkecha Nosem Mechol Yishvatecha. That's only in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Loretz is not Bechol Shiarecha. Bechol Yevir, it's only Bechol Plach HaPlach. So the Eden and Chutz Loretz only have the same chiyuv as the Nochrim. The Nochrim have a chiyuv only the Rambam's Girsan, Nun Vav on the base. The Nochrim have only a chiyuv b'chol plach u'plach. So the Eden and Eretz Yisrael have a special din b'chol yevir. But the Eden and Chutz Loretz only have an obligation b'chol plach u'plach in every area, in every region that it should be within there. It shouldn't have to travel 3 days till you get to a bezin. It should be within 1 day's travel or something. But you're not chiyuv to have b'chol yevir. Special din only in Eretz Yisrael. Then the Gemara quotes the Machloikes Satanoim. The Gemara talks about Sanhedrin Gdola, how many were there? Whether Sanhedrin Machloikes Satanoim, whether Sanhedrin Gdola was 70 or 71. So the Gemara has on the last line, my time of the Rabbonim, on the last line on Tezayin and Beis. What's the Mokka? The Chachamim say 71. The Pasuk says Eswil Ishidimish, so it says 70. So the Chachamim say no. It says Hisyats v'Sham Imach, they should be with you. So Moshe Rabbeinu was one and plus 70 is 71. Imach v'at b'hadayu, that makes it 71. And what is Rabbi Yudis? How does Rabbi Yudis say that it's only 70? So he says no. Imach mishum shchina, that they should get a hashuas hashchina, but they function as the Bez Nagar without Moshe Rabbeinu. Fine. So there's only a machlokes whether Sanhedrin Gdola was 70 or 71, but nobody says 72. So that's what Tosfos asks. The first Mishnah is Vachem has in other places. You have a Mishnais in Tosefta where it says Shamayim be Ayin Beis Zikenim. How could it be Ayin Beis Zikenim? Nobody holds that the Sanhedrin Gdola has 72. It's either 70 or 71. Who comes to the who has an Ayin Father at 72? So Tosfos here has a comment. Tosfos in other places points out. I think the Tosfos in Sukkah has it. Tosfos in Sukkah Nun Aleph on the base the table. But the Tosfos here says the Gemara learns that from the pasuk that you have to have Echad Memuna Al Kulam. The long Tosfos Echad Memuna Al Kulam. So what does that mean? Echad Memuna Al Kulam. Shenem Atit Nalakom. So Tosfos says Pirush Akuntris. Rashi learns that Loshen and Ebraisa. Echad Memuna Al Kulam. Pirush Akuntris. Bez Nagol Shibu Shalayim is Memuna. That's the Supreme Court, and then the others are the lower courts. But Tosha doesn't like that. That we know already that the Sanhedrin Gadol. So they say no. Echad Amunah doesn't mean the Bez Magadol is Mamuna, the Supreme Court. It means the Bez Magadol has one person on top who is not a member of the Bez Magadol. Not a member of the Bez Magadol. They have to have a consultant, a very big Gadol Ador, who is a consultant who sits and learns all the time. He has no time to sit and schmooze with the members of the Bez Magadol. They sit and learn Echveis on a lower level. They have to deal with the Balabatim, I guess. And this Echad Munal Kulam, he sits and he learns all day and all night without any interruption, unless they really need him. How did they get such an einfall that there was a person who was a bigger Talmud Chacham, who's not a member of the Bez Magadol, but he's such a great Torah scholar, I always have to consult him. They have an Ofani Gemara in Harius. There's a din in Harius of Par Halandav Shal Tzibu, that if the Bez Magadol pask in the Chesh, you're allowed to turn on lights on Shabbos. So everybody turns on lights on Shabbos. The Bez Magadol says, Mutter is Mutter, so they all turn on. Then after a year, they realize they made a mistake, it's an Issa Deraisa, and everybody turned on the light, it's Chayt Koris. So the Shoigig, they did it, the Shoigig said the Chayt Chatos. Every person has to bring a Karma Chatos. So the Chumash has a din, a par have a lower shul tzibur. The Bez Magadol brings one Karma Chatos, and the whole tzibur gets a kapar. So the Mishnayis and the first Perek in Harayis deal with that mitzvah of par helam dovah shel tzibur. So one of the klolim is you only bring a par helam dovah shel tzibur if the vote was unanimous. If all the members of the Bez Magadol passed in the same way. Well, let's say it was a split vote. You have 70 or 71, whatever. And 65 said mutter to turn on the lights, and a minority said also to turn on the lights, even though they were outvoted, and the psak was published in all the newspapers and on the radio that you were allowed to turn on the lights and so on, and the minority didn't say that they disagreed. No, so the Gemara says after the pasuk, you have to have a unanimous vote. Wasn't the unanimous vote? So strange, it wasn't the unanimous vote, and there's no din of par on Dom Shul Tzibur. Then the Gemara continues to say, not only if it wasn't a unanimous vote, what if it was a unanimous vote? But the Mufloshe, the Sanhedrin, wasn't there. And they didn't consult him, so also the Gemara says, you're not chayiv, the special din of Parham Dabash. So who is this mysterious figure, the Mufloshe, the Sanhedrin? Oh, Shalom, Hayom, Mufloshe, the Bezen Shom, Potter. Why they're not chayiv, Parham Dabash, Tzibur, Meforish, the Gemara tastes when it says, Hari is Dabdal on the base. The two lines after that. So they quote from the Gemara, Sholo Hayu Mufla, Shebe Bezen Shom, the Mufla, the outstanding great Godel, the Talmud Chacham, wasn't there. So Potter said, the Bezen Godel doesn't bring the special din of Parham Dabar Shal Tzibur. Why? Of the iron base katadrot? I don't think so. No. The Abdezin was the assistant chief rabbi. He was a member. I think he was a member. The Nasi was the head of the Sanhedrin, the Rosh HaYeshiva, the Ramamites. The Nasi is the of the iron base katadrot? I don't think so. No. The Abdezin was the assistant chief rabbi. He was a member. I think he was a member. The Nasi was the head of the Sanhedrin, the Rosh HaYeshiva, the Ramamites. The Nasi is the Rosh HaYeshiva, and then the Abdezin is the assistant to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. But this Mufalshev Sanhedrin was above them. He was somebody not a member of the Bezin. That's what Tosis claims. Somebody above them. So Rashi says, Echad Amun Al Kulam just means that it's one big legal system, it's one big court system. And Tosis says, no, that's basically showing that it's one big system. That the Sanhedrin Gdola appoints all of the Sanhedrin's time. It means that the Sanhedrin Gdola should have a Muflash of a Sanhedrin who is not a member of the Bezin, but sits and learns and he's a consultant.
Sanhedrin
have brought over
the lower court
a litigant
and not come to
it
to appeal? They overlooking the decision to the lower court?
Pashta says that. I mean, if they heard about a case and they're unhappy about the psak, yeah, probably they can. Yeah, I don't think they have to wait.
Came to them.
Yeah. They read about it in the newspapers, and they're unhappy. Yeah, the Stamma, they had to publish the court decision. The Stamma, they had a court publish. Yeah, that's what they should do now. That's what some time that the Batidinim should be required to publish all of their Piskidinim, so that maybe some of them do. No, but in America, the Batidinim should be required. So some of them would think twice before they issue strange Piskidinim, because they know that they'll be subject to review of other Rabbanim. Some Rabbanim may laugh at the Piskidinim. Wouldn't be such a bad idea. Yeah, the Sanhedrin Gdol has a right to express their opinion on anything. Yeah. That's what Taisa seems to claim. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Taisa says there was a hidden person who didn't deal with the public. The Nasi with the Abdez and would deal with all the Balabatim. And that this Mufla sat and learned. He was a private person. I don't know. Like visualizing Vilna. In Vilna, Chaim Moshe used to have a bezin, and sometimes he would consult the Chazon Ish, who was sitting and learning all by himself. So he was like the Muflash of the Sanhedrin. He wasn't officially. A lot of people lived in Vilna, they never heard of the Chazon Ish. A lot of people used to visit Rav Chaim Moshe, they never heard of the Chazon Ish. But Rav Chaim Moshe used to consult with him. So he was like, he didn't have any official capacity, he wasn't a salaried, wasn't a member of the bezin of Vilna. But they would consult with him from time to time when they felt they needed the consultation. Then the Gemara has a bit of a discussion of Irini Dachas over here, not too much, because the main sugya of Irini Dachas is the last two dachim in the Masechta, the very end of Chelek. So the two blood Gemara about how you have an Irini Dachas. And the Rambam has Irini Dachas and Hilchos Avodah Zarah. This Mishnah just has a slight, a little bit. It just says that you cannot, you're not done an Irini Dachas, El Al B'Yezen Shal Shivim B'Yechol. So that's what it's doing in our Mishnah. And then the Mishnah Derech Agad mentions a couple of dinim, two dinim that bearing Irini Dachas. It really doesn't belong here. It should be in the last pair. Very strange. So that's why the Gemara has a discussion. Is there any connection? The one din is, what are the two dinim? And notice in Irini Dachas Bisfar. You're not allowed to declare a city that's right on the border as an Irini Dachas. Only in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, because the Pasuk says, Mikir Becho, Kisishma Biachas. In the middle, in the center area of Eretz Yisrael. But it was Mamsh on the border, then the Xeris HaKosov, that there's no din of Yoni Dachas, that's one din. Yeah. And then the other din is Veloy Sholosh. And you cannot make three Yoni Dachas. Avalos and Machas or Shtayim. You can only make one or two, you cannot make three. So it's a Pele, what is it doing in this Mishnah? All the other halachas of Yoni Dachas in the last Perek, the very last Mishnah, the Masechta, and this first Mishnah just listing off when you need a Bezin of 3, when you need a Bezin of 7, when you need a Bezin of 10, to pick in Karkos of Hedvation, when you need a Bezin of 23, when you need a Bezin of 70, 71, what do you need a Bezin of Godel for? What does it give details? We're not discussing Yoni Dachas, it belongs in the end. So that's what prompted the Amoraim to have a machloikis. So one of the Amoraim says that this halacha that you cannot make three Irini Dachas means any one given bezin cannot make three Irini Dachas. In the history of the world, you can have one opinion, there never was, there never will be an Irini Dachas. That's a different question. But theoretically, speaking theoretically. So one opinion in Gemara is that theoretically, any one Vesna Godel cannot make more than two. But in one generation, they can make two Enidachas. A generation later, they can make two Enidachas. A generation later, they have a different Vesna Godel, they can make another two. You can have many, many. The other sheet is known. In the history of the world, from the beginning to the end, you can't have more than two Enidachas. So apparently, in the Chayre, this is what prompted some of the Amoraim to insist that Enoisim Sholosh, here in Idachas, goes on one bezin, because otherwise, what is it doing in this Mishnah? It belongs in the end of the Masechta. Still shver what it's doing in this Mishnah. But it's saying, you need a bezin shal shiv miyechot to declare in here in Idachas, and any one bezin shal shiv miyechot cannot declare more than one or two, cannot make three, can only make two. So the Gemara has here, the Gemara has the Pesukim. Alright, then the Gemara has the Machlaikis. What exactly do you mean about two on Idach, three on Idach? Who cannot make three? One bez in the history of the world. Then the Gemara has a few lines from the bottom of the Daf. What's wrong with Smucha L'Svar? So first, on 15 lines from the bottom, the Gemara quotes the caption from the Mishnah on Tezayin base. The Gemara quotes the caption from the Mishnah, you know, it's a mini dachas bisvar. You cannot make any dachas on the border. Why? My time on the kirbecha marchmona v'loi min asvar. It's a posik that you can only make any mini dachas in the central area of Eretz Yisrael, not on the border. Then you get later in the daf. So the Gemara says, the smucho l'svar, four lines from the bottom. Smucho l'svar filo achas einoisim. He cannot even declare one city near and down. My time off. Why not? If you're going to weaken the defense, you're going to weaken the security, you're going to destroy, burn down all the houses, and destroy all the property. So you're gonna make it susceptible for the Nochem to come Yachrivos Eretz Yisrael. So that's the reason why you don't do it. Frankly, Gemara, what do you have to give philosophy? Who needs a reason? A pasuk. The tepik leimikabecham rachmanav loyman asvar. We just said before that it's a pasuk. What do you have to give a svara? And for the Gemara, it's a machlekes satanai. Whether dashin and time and likro, or loy dashin and time and likro. Machlekes abshimim and nechacham. Where's the machlekes? So it's later. It's in the second. Right. Right. The pasuk says, "Lesachol beged almana." You know, lesach means not to take as a mashkin. If I lend money, let's say to an almana, so I'm not permitted to take her dress as a mashkin. Here, the Gemara Chof Aleph from an Aleph has the machlekes satanoi. Yeah. The Mishnah starts like this. The Mishnah Chafal from an Aleph on the top. Mishnah has, it says, Layabal Anoshim. So the Pasuk says, Layabal Anoshim, Velo Yasser Es Levovoi. He shouldn't marry too many wives. We pass in 18. He's not allowed to have more than 18 wives because Lo Yasser Es Levovoi. What if the 19th wife is there, Afruma? She goes with Ashetu, with long dresses and long skirts and everything very, very frum. Adarab, she's going to make him frumer than before. So that's a machlaikis satanai. Rav Yehuda says in the Mishnah, Marbu who loy can take more than 18. Ubavach loy yamirisis mesirisis liboy. Let's say he has many wives, but they're all very frum. And there's no chashash of loyasos levava. Adarab, they're going to make him more frum. He's not so frum. They're going to have a hashpo on him with toivu. Rav Yehuda says that it's mutter. Rav Shimon says no. Rav Shimon says, afilo. Rav Shimon says, if he's going to take one wife who's a little bit not so frum, that's already an Issur. But to take more than 18, that's also Afila Kavigayel. Even if the Gol Nashim Tzadkani, he'll marry 19 wives and all 19 will be Tzadkanias like Avigayel, it's still an Issur. So the Gemara Fek Takasha. Isn't it Ibi Gedeita Yotzus over here? We know that in Shas there's a Machlok Zab Shimon and Rab Yude, where the Dashin and Taim and the Kro, Loi Dashin and Taim and the Kro, it says like this, when the Torah gives an Isser, Torah has a law, don't do this. And we can figure out on our own what the reason for the Isser is. It's obvious that the reason is XYZ. Don't do ABC, because that will bring about XYZ. And there's an instance where XYZ, there's no chashash. It will not happen. So do you say, since we can figure out on our own what the reason for the mitzvah is, and whatever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. Take for example, they say, the reforms say that the reason why you're not allowed to eat pork is because of trichinosis. But if you buy the pork in the A&P, so it says on the package, if you cook it to such a degree temperature, All the germs, all the worms, everything will be killed. So there's no chashash. So are you allowed to eat pork if you cook it to such a degree? So the Gemara sounds like, if the Tanaim would sit and decide that that's the reason for the din, sounds like it'll be a machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yudin. Rabbi Shimon will say, yes, Tashin and Taim and Dikra. You have a right to figure out, I don't know if Rabbi Shimon ever said it about pork, that that's the reason why, but if they'll have a Bezin who will decide that that's the reason, so Rabbi Shimon will say, whenever the reason doesn't apply, the din doesn't apply, so he'll talk to say that his man is a yulad eat pork. And we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon, we pass like Rabbi Yudin. And loy Tashin and Taim and Dikra. Even if you sit and figure out what the reason for the din is, and you have a case where the reason clearly doesn't apply, the din still applies. So the Gemara frek takasha. Here in the Mishnah you have, Rabbi Yudah says, the reason why he's not allowed to marry more than 18 wives is because of Layasu's Levavai, because they will lead him astray. He's gonna go away from Shmiras HaMitzvahs, but what if they're all very from? What if he marries 19 wives and they're all very from? Then Rabbi Yudah says that it's mutas. So Rabbi Yudah holds dashin on time in the crop, that you figure out what the reason for the din is. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the isser doesn't apply. You mock him and isser deraisa. Rabbi Shimon says, loy dashin on time in the crop. Layabala nashim, he's not allowed to have more than 18 wives. Don't tell me what the reason is. Craig the Gemara, isn't it fakir? The man with the Rabbi Yudah, Dorish time of the Krab Shimon, Loy Dorish time of the Krab. The Rabbi Yudah is the one who says, whenever the reason for the Yisr doesn't apply, then the Yisr doesn't apply. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's a Loy Plug. Even when the reason doesn't apply, the Yisr does apply. Loyib Chashamin Aluhu, the Tanya, it's the Fakir, it is a famous Machlek, it's Fakir. The Pasuk says, Loy Sachvoil, Beged Almana. That what? When you lend money to an Almana, why does she borrow money? Nebuchadnezzar an Almana, she has no money. So I'm going to lend her, let's say, money. No, I want a mashkin. So what does she have? She has nothing. What is she going to give me? She has no diamond ring. She has nothing. She already spent all of her money. So she's going to give me her dress. But she only has one dress. So visualize the scene. In the morning, I have her dress as a mashkin. So she only has a pair of pajamas. She goes to sleep at night. She has to go to work. She has to make a living. So I'm going to ring her bell at 7:15 in the morning. I'll stand with the dress, and she's going to take off her pajamas. I want a mashkin during the daytime. She's going to take off her pajamas, stand undressed behind the door. She's going to give me out through the crack in the door. She's going to give me the pajamas. I'll give it back the dress. Then at night, she's finished working all day, so she wants her pajamas back. The din is, you have to give back a ksusiyam bayam ksus la balaz. It comes at night, when she goes to sleep, 11:30, 12:30, I'll come ring a bell, I'll stand with the pajamas, give her her pajamas, she's going to take off her dress, give it to me, so she's going to stand undressed, behind the door. So the Gemara says, Atamasiya Shem Rabbi Shchina Sel. All the neighbors are going to say, there's something very strange going on. Every morning is there, 6:45. Every night, 12:30, is walking with the dress, walking with the pajamas. So we understand the reason. But what if the Almana is Nebuch Nishkin Vista Almana? It's Mrs. Gimbel's, Mrs. Macy. She's a multimillionaire. And she has 100 dresses, 1,000 dresses that she's selling in her store in Gimbel's. And she wants to give you 1,000 dresses as a mashkin. That's not the dress that she's wearing and asking for the pajamas back in the dress. She gave you 1,000 dresses from the store. So they also gave Tanadin from Asachba Begin Almana. The whole, we understand, the Chumash doesn't give the reason, but we understand on our own that that's the reason. Nimsa Satamasi Hashem Rabbi Shechina Seho. So what about an instance where the reason doesn't apply? Do you say the din is a loy plug der Isa? Or do you say no? Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the din doesn't apply. So that's the machlekes of Shimon and Hachamim. So Rabbi Shimon says, despite the fact that the Chumash is written stoma, doesn't say rich, poor, doesn't say anything. We have the right to determine on our own what the reason for the din is, and whatever the reason doesn't apply, the Issa doesn't apply. So Rabbi Shimon says, if she's an Alman Ashira, Mashkin Emaisa, I may take all the dresses from Mrs. Gimbel's. Only if she's a poor almana and she doesn't have anything to wear, and I'm going to give it back the pajamas, give it back the dress, where the reason applies, the Yisr applies. And Rabbi Yudah says, no, that it's a light plug der Isa. So that's the Gemara's kasha. In our Mishnah, Shteitach Fakir, the Rabbi Yudah is the one who says, Darshin in time in the Kro. Rabbi Shimon says, Loi Darshin in time in the Kro. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So for the Gemara, no, over here is a different story. When do you have a machlok? It's Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yudah. Whether dashin a time in the Kro, loy dashin a time in the Kro. When you have a pasuk that's written stoma, it says vasachol beged almana, it doesn't give any reason at all. So we have the right to figure out the reasons. The Gemara says all over in Shas. The Gemara says in Merubah, why did the Torah say that the ganav pays kafel and the gazlan doesn't pay kafel? And why is it that Shor Baseh, Chamisha Boker Shalom Tachas HaShor, Arba Tzon Tachas HaSeh? How come by Shor Yipei Chamisha Boker, and by Seh Yipei Arba Boker? So the Tanoim gave reasons. They gave reasons for all the mitzvahs of Torah. The Rambam gives you in the Mor and the Buchan, it gives you reasons, and the Sefer Achina gives you Tamei HaMitzvahs, and the Arizal has reasons, and all the Chassidish Rebbes, everybody gives reasons for the different. The Rambam HaChumash gives you Tamei HaMitzvahs, everybody gives reasons. But the question is, that's beautiful, but the question is whether the reason is from the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben. Adrosha is the Yudgim Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes. Adrosha means that it regulates the application of the Din. So the din only applies if it's davar mital to the gufa moment. It limits the din. It only applies in this case, doesn't apply in another case. So that's a machlokes HaTanaim. Whether darshinan time of the krua, about a time of the krua, about a given time of the krua. That's a chelik of Talmud Torah, to learn what moral, ethical, or religious principle is the Torah trying to teach us by giving us this mitzvah. That's a chelik of Talmud Torah. Learn the din, I mean, try to learn. What's the Musa Haskel? But the question is whether the time of the krua is elevated to the level of a drasha. Does it have the status of a drasha that darshin on time of the krua, that it regulates the application? So Reb Shimon says yes, darshin on time of the krua. Time of the krua has the status of a drasha, and it regulates the application. Whenever the tama mitzvah doesn't apply, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. And Reb Yudah disagrees. He says it's a nice idea to give time of the krua to the chelik of Talmud Torah, but it's not considered one of the. We have more than yud gimel midas atar and drashas, many more, many more. Yiddarsh and Mole and Chosir and all kinds of things. But not time of the Krua. Time of the Krua is not considered one of the Midrash HaTorah. So the Gemara says, that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. But Bamedva Mamur, when we have such a Machlokes, when the Pasuk is written in stone, it says, Lo Yisachol Begen Amon, it doesn't say any reason. But here it says, Lo Yarbala Nashim Lo Yosir Es Levavoy. Here it says, Befeirish, the reason why. So Reb Yudah says, of course the Pasuk regulates. The Pasuk says time of the Krua. If it would say, Layarvel Anoshim period, then Rabbi Yudah would say, Layarvel time of the Krua. Even though you can figure out on your own the stomach, the reason why the Melech shouldn't have more than 18 wives is because this will cause him to sin. So if it wouldn't have written the reason why, you would guess on your own, but then you would say, but since it's written stomach, so you have no right to say whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the whole law doesn't apply. But since the Chumash itself writes, Layarvel Anoshim Layarvel Anoshim, so Rabbi Yudah says, the Pasuk itself tells you that the mitzvah, the lav only applies when the reason applies. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the lav doesn't apply. Mamash written next to the lav. And Reb Shimon is the chakir. Reb Shimon holds, if it would have been written, lo yarbo lo noshim, and it wouldn't give the reason, he would have said on his own the reason, lo yasos levavai. And he would have said on his own, darshin and time of the krua. But now that it's a, why does it have to write in the chumash lo yasos levavai? It must be that it's two lavin. One lav lo yarbo lo noshim, semicolon. Period. The Yabalon Hashem is one lav. Absolutely not allowed to have more than 18 wives, period. The Liyasa's lav is another lav, a separate lav. It's not that Liyasa's lav is the time of the Krua. What does the Chumash have to give time of the Krua? We would have understood on our own what the time of the Krua, we would have said on our own that it regulates the Yisus. So Reb Shimon says no. The Yabalon Hashem is one Yisus Luchlot, not to have more than 18 wives. And there's another din, even if they're all Kabigar, even if the 19 wives are all Tzadkonias like Abigail. But Liyasa's lav is a separate Yisus. You're not allowed to marry one wife if the Rabbanim think that there's a hashash that she's not firm enough for the Melech and she's going to lead in the string. That's what the Gemara says. So the Achrayim point out from this sugya, what do you see? That we pass on like Rabbi Yudah, that Loi Dashina and Kaim and Ikro, unless the Pasuk itself writes the reason next to the mitzvah of the Moshe. The Gemara later has a sugya about Kvura. Kovetik Berena Bayar Mahul, a solemn Nivlasa. There's an essay and a lois essay. Let's say someone dies at 9 o'clock in the morning. So if possible, you should bury him before the Shkia. Kovetik Berena Bayar Mahul. And even if you can't bury before the Shkia, something came up, you should try to bury before Alois HaShachar, try to bury at night. Now they have the unions control everything, so they won't let you bury at night. But if you can bribe the unions and get rid of them, so you should try to bury the person before Alois HaShach in order not to violate L'Sol and L'Vlosai. Halana is when it comes to Alois HaShach. So the Gemara says, though, that there's an exception to the rule. What if Helinehu v'chvodo? L'havi lo orim v'tachrich, and here on Mem Vav Amid Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Five lines from the bottom. What if Heli Nehu Lichvodo? They left over a mace till tomorrow. They didn't bury before Shkia, they didn't bury before Allah Zashach. They left till tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock. They left over the mace for 2-3 days. Why? They want the children to come from Eretz Israel. They want more people to know about it. they want to have an Iser Oren, Tachrich, and whatever, so then it says Mutter. It's Mutter. Why? So the Achrayim said, because the whole Iser of Halonas Hameis is because of Kovar Hameis. But if it's Lechvoidoi, Adarab, if it's Lechvoidoi, to be male in the mace, you have a bigger crowd attend the Levaya. You have a nicer Oren, nicer Tachrichim, so then burying him on the same day will defeat the purpose of the Yisra Halonis Hameis. So therefore we say it's Mutter to be male in his Hameis. So some of the Achrayim ask Akasha, but Loidashin in time of the Krah. It says in the Chumash, Lassol in the Vlosalites. Who gave you the right to determine that the reason for the Yisir is... Who gave you that? That's what it is. Who gave you the right to determine that the reason for the Yisir is Bizoyan Ameis and whatever? It's Lechvodo, then it's Mutter. Isn't that Rav Shimon Shita? That Dashin in time of the Krah. We pass the Loidashin in time of the Krah. So the Imre Yosher, and there Arik writes in the Shulah say, the Imre Yosher, I think he says, no, it's not Kasha. Because the Pasuk says, the Solomon of the Lost Alayt, Ki Kilalos Elohim Toloi. It means because it's a Bizoyan to the Tzelem Elohim. The Pasuk says the reason why. So it's the same as on Daf Chof Aleph, that the Din should be like Rav Yudit. We pass like Rav Yudit. That whenever the Chumash writes in Isser and it writes the Tam right next to the Isser, then you do say Dashin in time in the Krah. You do say Dashin in time in the Krah. And the same thing the Chassam Sofer asks, Azat Pele, on the tour, B'Shem HaRosh, there's a mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's also talking in the second parak. There's a mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira HaZois. The mitzvah is Ksiva Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says that Bizmana Gemara, the mitzvah had to be fulfilled by writing a Sefer Torah. So the tour quotes a modern comment in the name of the Rosh, his father, that was only Bizmana Talmud that they used to sit and learn from Sefer Torah. But Bizmana said we look at printed Svarim. We don't learn, no one learns from a Sefer Torah. So the way to fulfill the mitzvah today is by buying a Jewish library. You buy art scroll, you buy English Gemara, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Chayyotim, Mishnah Berurah, you buy Svarim that you're going to use. So the Chassam Sofer asks, what do you mean? This is reform. This is Mamish Reform Judaism. He gives the reason for the mitzvah that people should sit and learn. So Yosef Bizman has a different reason. Like someone once asked me, if the purpose of the mitzvah of tzitzis is to remember the mitzvahs, so what if I wear a sweatshirt that says 613? I wear a ring that says 613. I have my hair in 613 bows or something. So I'll remember the 613 mitzvahs. So why do I have to wear tzitzis? That's the reform. So that's some Sefer Yosef. What are you talking about? I mean, the Rosh says that this man is there. So there's a machlokes achrayim and what the Rosh meant. The machlokes Beis Yosef in the back on the side of the Torah. What did he mean? Did the Rosh mean to say that this man is there? It's not sufficient to write a Sefer Torah. You have to, in addition to writing a Sefer Torah, why do you have to write a Sefer Torah? The nature of the mitzvah didn't change. In addition to writing a Sefer Torah, you also have to buy more Svarim. Or did he mean to say no, that the story replaced the Sefer Torah? The Bizman says you don't have to have any Sefer Torah at all. Either way, Yishrei, if you say that the story replaced the Sefer Torah, the Rosh says, the Bizman says you don't even have to bother writing the Sefer Torah, because no one's going to learn from them. So it's Goshve, it's Gartel, Mamish Reform. And the other way is Halb Reform, it's Hef Reform. What do you mean? The Bizman says, hey, you're not Yates of the Mitzvah, because even Sefer Torah, you have to have with Swarm. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says. What's going on? How can it be? So the Minchas a loser, who was one of the big Kanoim, quotes the Kasha, and his Chubis quotes the Kasha from the Chassam Sofer. So he says, not a Kasha. The Pasuk says, Kisru lachem es asher zazvah shteit baita, lamdez bnei sasime b'fim, shteit time of the Krah. Shteit time of the Krah. That says in the Chumash that the reason for this mitzvah sesay, you say it both by mitzvah sesay and by mitzvah slay sesay. It says in the Chumash, the reason for this mitzvah sesay is to have a sefer to learn from, lamdez bnei sasime b'fim. So if it's a Sefer Torah, so the Rosh says if it's a Sefer Torah, nobody uses a Sefer Torah today at all, so you're not accomplishing anything. So the Torah is telling you, explicitly the Torah is telling you, that the nature of the mitzvah should be regulated in each generation based on the time of the Krah. That's what the Machlokes usually means, whether Dashin and time of the Krah, very fundamental Machlokes. We don't, for sure, we don't pass like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says you take a pasuk that's written Stoma, a mitzvah sesay, or a mitzvah slay sesay, and it doesn't give any time of the Krah. And you have the right, the Bezen has the right. How do they have the Ruach HaKodesh? The Bezen has the right, Bezen, Godel, whatever. They have the right to determine what the reason for the mitzvah is, and to paskin up that in a given instance where the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah says and the mitzvah slay says it doesn't apply, even though the pasuk is written stoma. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin that that's only correct, like Rabbi Yehuda says, that's only correct when the Chumash writes explicitly the time of the Krah. When the Chumash doesn't write, so offering a time of the Krah is a chelik of Talmud Torah. You have to always try to figure out what is the moral, ethical, or religious principle that the Torah is trying to teach us, but it's not considered from the Midrash HaTanah, the Rashi's meant that it should regulate the application. That's Alpi Pasha. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch quotes, Azat Taisvis, the Minchas Chinuch and the Mitzvah Avir and Idachas. Quotes Azat Taisvis in Gittin, in the Mems, in the middle of the Mems in Gittin, in Perek and Ezokin, I think. So with the... It's in Hashaleach. Okay, I forgot it anyway. So he quotes a Taisus in the middle of Gittin where they say that the machlekes of Shimon and Achachon, whether it's Shimon time of the Kroh, or Shimon time of the Kroh, is only when there's a nafkamina halacha l'maisa. When there's no nafkamina halacha l'maisa, then everybody agrees that that's Shimon time of the Kroh. Like the Gemara says, Mipnei ma omre Torah the Ganef is Mishalman Keifel, and the Gazlan is not Mishalman Keifel. Mipnei ma omre Torah that Shor was said. Hamisha Boke Shalom Tachas HaShavar B'Tzon Tachas HaShavar. Everybody agrees that you try to give time of the Kroh. The Machlekes only is whether Darshinam is the time of the Kroh elevated to the level of a drasha that it should regulate the application or not. So that's what he has, a whole Arichas HaNishtik Ali Gemara. The Gemara says, again, to review again on Terzayin on the days, about 20 lines from the bottom, the Gemara quotes a caption from the Mishnah. You're not allowed to wipe out a city. You burn down the whole Irani Dach, burn down all the houses. You don't burn down Hoysa Pelon of Lasibana. You don't do that if it's on the border. The Gemara says, my time. A pasuk, Nikibecha Machmana, Bulay Minasva, should be in the middle. Then the Gemara says, 3 lines from the bottom, another braise, why? Shema Yishmu Nachrim, Yachrivu Yisar Tzofek, the Gemara, but you have a pasuk, what do you need this? It's not common sense, you don't need this for it. And for the Gemara, it's a Machlek Zab Shimon and the Rabban. So he asked the Kasha, you see from the letter test. The letter test means that it's quoted by the Rambam. Correct over here. The Rambam writes, "He knows the Mirani Dachas Bisvar Shema Yishmu Nachmi Yachrivu Es Eretz Yisrael." So the Mefarshim on the Rambam, Kes Mishnah, the Lech Mishnah, the Yes the Kasha, the Gemara said that's Aliva the Rab Shimon, who's the Dorish time of the Kroh. Rab Shimon Dorish time of the Kroh. But the Chachamim, we pass them like Rab Yudah, the Loi Dashin and time of the Kroh. So what does the Rambam quote the Tam Shema Yishmu Nachmi Yachrivu Es Eretz Yisrael? If you don't pass them like that. So I think the Kesem Mishnah writes on the side of the Rambam, Samach Nishtoi, no difference anyway. It's no nafkimina lalach anyway. So may as well give a reason. Why not? It's a nice reason. May as well give a reason. So that's what the Minhas Chinuch is masik. What are you talking about? Whenever there's no nafkimina lalach, then there's no machlekes of Shimon the Rabbanon, then they all agree. So what does the Gemara say? It's machlekes of Shimon the Rabbanon. Obviously, the Gemara helped that there is a nafkimina ledina. Whether ein oisimir and idach asamach lesvar on the border is a pasuk, just like zeres akasim yikidecho loloi min asvar, or it's a milsa de bitayna, milsa de nistavre, shema yachribu. It's chapta nafkimina. So he said, what can a nafkimina be? So he starts shooting off one after the other. He starts giving you many, many nafkimina. So he gives you one nafkimina, has a few cheerful ones and some are not so glad. So he has one nafkimina as follows. Let's say the borders of Eretz Yisrael right now are such. And then there's a city right on the border, right on the edge where the Arabs live. They're all love the other results. You're going to make an Irani Dachas. Yachrivu Eretz Yisrael. So you don't check them. Another 10 years go by, and they expand Eretz Yisrael HaShleima. They're ready up to the Nahar Cross. They're ready 1,000 miles to the east. They're ready into Manchuria. They're ready going to the end, extended. So 50 years later, let's say 10 years later, these Chevra are still here. These are the Abedizot. Maybe they all did tshuva. It doesn't make a difference. He says you can be done people 10 years after they did the Avera also. Even if they all did tshuva, it doesn't make a difference. So just because they were on the border at the time of the Avera, and at that time we couldn't give them a din of irani dachas, does that mean that now, Leolam Boy, we don't give them a din of irani dachas? He says that should depend on their reason. That should depend on if he says, Zeres HaKosu, Nikir Becho, Veloy Men Asvar. So that's Nikva, that's determined by the Shasa Avera. If at the Shasa Avera, they were all Asvar, so there's no din of irani dachas. He can't judge them ex post facto, that now, 10 years later, they're no longer all Asvar, so we'll give him the din of Yerani Dachas. But B'Shas, when they did Yaveh, they were Al-Asfar. So there's no din of Yerani Dachas. But if you say like Reb Shimon Dorish time of the Kroah, Reb Shimon says, there is no Gzeres HaKosov that Al-Asfar. There's no din of Yerani Dachas. It goes in Milsa de Mistavre. You make Al-Asfar, you wipe out a city, Te'elolim, Lo Sibonah, that's terrible. That was only B'shas Ma'aseh when it was Al Asvara. 10 years go by and the border of Eretz Yisrael moved already to the east, further, 1,000 miles to the east. He said, that is Nochsha Hashem Akrib. He said, now we'll be done and we'll give him the din. If you're any Dachas, 10 years later, that's when he writes one Nafkamina. Then he writes at that Nafkamina, Tehila Lakel, he found one of the Acharonim on the side of the big Mishnayis has that Nafkamina. Then he gives another Nafkamina, gives another Nafkamina. What's the din of Madiche Yirani Dachas? So I try to convince you that you should worship Avodah Zarah. So Madicha, Yirani Dachas also get an Einish Misa, but that's only if the Yirani Dachas has a din of Yirani Dachas. So they have a din of Madicha Yirani Dachas. What if there's some reason or another they don't have a din of Yirani Dachas? I don't have the din of Madiach of Yirani Dachas. So he says, what if it's Allah Svar? So if you, let's say the Bezen Kotni, you have to have two Madicha, minimum of two. Bezen Kotni, two of us, and we did such a good job, the whole city of Gishmat, they're all worshipping Avodah Zarah, but it's Al Asvar. So they're not going to give the din of Yoni Dachas to the city, but maybe they should give the Einish Misa to the Madichim. So he says, it depends. If it's Exeris HaKosuv, Mikir Bechok Prat Al Asvar, so the Torah says there's no din of Yoni Dachas on them, no din on them, so there's no din on us, so we're off the hook also. But if it's not Exeris HaKosuv, if it goes with the Milsa de Mistavre, That it's like he writes a lashon that it's like pikuach nefesh for klal Yisrael. What do you mean? You're gonna wipe out the whole city? Al asvah shemei achriv shemei yovay nachmi achriv eretz Yisrael. So mishum pikuach nefesh of klal Yisrael, we would recommend that Bezin should not burn down a whole city. But if they caught these two guys, the two Madinah, so let's give them Yoinish Misam. Basically, there should be a din of Yoni Dachas, but we recommend, wait for some other time, don't give them the Yoinish now. But there's nothing wrong if they give the Misa to the Madichi Yoni Dachas. So this is the second Nafkamina. Then he gives the third and the fourth. He gives several Nafkamina. So that's what he writes, a Pella on the Nisei Kalim, on the Rambam. What are they telling me? That the Rambam may as well give the Tam, because it doesn't make a difference anyways. That's not true. In all the Sugyas and Shas, whenever they invoke this Machlekes of Shimon and Rabbi Yudah, it's Bedafki where there's a Nafkamina. Where there's no Nafkamina, so it has nothing to do with Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbana. The whole word is Darshina in time of the Kor. Darshina means, is it from the Nidash HaTan and Reshishman, that the time of the Kor should regulate the application of the Mitzvah, that the Isser or the Mitzvah should only apply under such circumstances. But it's not a question of regulating it. There's no Nafkamina Lidinus. Everybody says to give the time of the Kor. That's his Taina on the Mefor Sheram. What? Sheram. Why the Raman quoted the Tam? Shema Yovayonach Miachrivu is Eretz Yisrael. Then the Gemara has a little agarata. How did Moshe Rabbeinu determine who should be the Shivim Zikenim? A whole discussion in the Gemara. Last week we discussed the Gemara towards the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph Sanhedrin. Shiro Kulam B'Chayva. The Rambam writes Sanhedrin Shepostel Kulam B'Chayva. That's what some Achrenim pointed out. Only if that was their initial reaction, they said right away. But if they sat for Shivan Hakim, they were sitting for 7 days and seven nights, and then finally they worked it out, they argued, they debated, and then they finally came to the conclusion in unanimous votes, there's more svara that is chai. Only if they're right away, their instinctive reaction was, that's the Rambam, and we discuss on Hedvig Gedolah, all right, that we discuss. Then the Gemara has, on the last line, the Gemara has a strange lashon. Last line on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Ey, my Shivan, Amrav, you're my Rav. A Mashivim is Sanhedrin, Elamishi Yadel Tyrus Asheretz Min HaTorah. Asheretz is a din, the Shemana Shratzim Hamur Matorah. Pasuk and Chumash, that there are dead eight rodents, that when they're dead, they're Matam. When they're alive, they're not Matam. The Achbar, the mouse, and all the other. Sova, Chilet, Achbar. There are eight Shratzim. So the Gemara says, you can only appoint to be a member of the Sanhedrin. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara means a person who's so open-minded that he knows how to knech a kula. He knows, like the Marsham, he knows how to find a kula. To zuchen fenunta derer. They can dig out a kula against the Pasuk in Chumash. The Pasuk in Chumash says, Shemana Shoatzim and Moisim Ametameh, and he knows how to derer to make. So the Rabbeinu Tam is the Kasher, the Taisus. Kosher the Rabbeinu Tam, Ma'alona Bacharifah Sholhev, Oletar Sheretz, Shatarati Masoi. It's a pasuk in Chumash that the Sheretz is Tomei. This is ridiculous. What do you mean open-minded? Open-minded has a limit against what it says in the Chumash. That's stam a joke. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's miyashiv. It doesn't mean keneged haChumash. The din is that a dead behemoth, let's say you go to the A&P and you pick up a package of nevela. So Nevela, even though you don't touch it with your own finger, it's metame you, even though it's in the package, metame b'masa. It's metame b'mago u'b'masa. And a dead sheretz is less tuma. A dead one of the Shemana Shvatim is only metame b'mago, and it's not metame b'masa. Mishnah is like that. So Rabbi Natam said, that's how he interprets the whole Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean charifa shal hevel. He knows tuma v'tayet. Even though he's only a dayan for gittin, he's a mesavi gittin. Or whatever, or he's giving din in the fashas. What does he have to know? Tumah v'tahara? No. He shouldn't appoint a person to be a member of the Sanhedrin unless he knows all the ins and the outs. He knows the mocker from the chumash that the din is that the sheret is only metame b'mago and is not metame b'mas. So Rabbi Natan proceeds to explain how this fits into the Gemara, and the Bali Ateses are not so happy about it. You go over to Amit Beis, but they're not sure if it can fit into the Gemara. Sure. So then the Taisus throws in a lashon at the end. It's not that significant. The whole hemshech of the Taisus not so significant. Just the kasha of the Rabbi Natan, he says malrona macharifa shel hevel, and he says it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that the person knows how to tilpul unsedain akav. No, he knows how to figure out the din. A din that's not so popular. He knows how to figure out the drosh. But then what's famous from this Taisus, what's important from this Taisus is, and on the days. Places about 7 lines from the end. Writes our lashon. The Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay about this, and that's when they write. There is a din of nivla seif tar, mitami abeis adliyah. If you have an odom, a Yisrael is dead. A Jewish person dies, is mitami b'magro b'masa b'ohel, and mitami shiva yomim. You need hazor shlishi shvi. If a nochri dies. Is metame b'mago b'maso and b'oihel is a machlokes satanoi. Shaila, how we pass. So Neisei Yaakov, according to the way many Rishonim Paskin, all Rishonim Paskin like that, a little less tumah than, but he's still, Neisei Yaakov is still metame shiva. He told me for 7 days. If he handle nidlas behema, is less. It's not metame for 7 days. Metame b'mago b'maso. But only to Maserah. He goes to the mikveh the same day, and then Alav Harav Shem shall be taught. If you get in contact with the Shemoneh Shvatzim, it's only Metamid B'maga. Not Metamid B'masa, that's the whole gist of the Taisus. And then, there's Nivlas Oif Toha. Nivlas Oif Tomei, if you have a dead eagle, it's not Metamid at all. Not Metamid at all. The lower down you go Yisrael, that's how the Arachayim HaKadosh and Chumash writes, the beginning of Chukas. That depending on how chomer or how choshev the balchai was while it was alive, so it goes migra rama b'dira mikta. So the more choshev it was while it was alive, so it falls down when it becomes tamei. When it dies, so it goes down to a lower madrega. So the highest level is Yisrael. When he dies, he has the most chomedik tumah. Even ohel, anochri is a little lower, so he only has magen masa. But he's mitami shivu. Yeah, but behemah dies, that's less chomor. So the tumah is less, it's only going to have magen masa. And an oif is only oif tome. Oif tome is not mitami at all. Oif tohar has tumah, but it doesn't even have magen masa. It only has mitami bebeis abliya. If you swallow a kazayis of the nivlos oif tome, oif tohar, nivlos oif tohar, is mitami abeis abliya. So Rav Chaim has a pilpul in his sefer where he has. He shows there's a machlokes satanoi in Chiddush Rav Chaim al Rambam. There are two opinions as to what the nature of the tumah is. Is it a tumah achila, the achila's metame, or is it a tumah smaga? Vajina anafkemina, it's a medreta him, it's a medreta here. So Rav Chaim has anafkemina is, what if he eats chatzi zayis and he pauses, then he swallows another chatzi zayis? Is it mitzdarf terke de achila's pras or not? So if it's a din that is metame b'mago, so you have to have the full kazayis b'val sachas. That is mitami, and it's not mitami if you touch it in your hand. It's not mitami. Only mitami b'magla b'beis avli. Even though beis avli is really balua, and balua is not mitami b'magla hagzeres hakosav that it is mitami. So if you say it's a din of achila, the achila is mitami, so it'll be mitzarf toch the achila's pras. But if you say that the magla is mitami, so it won't be mitzarf toch the achila's pras. Rav Chaim shows the machloekes satanoim. The Rambam goes like that tan, and the Gemara goes like the other tan. I'm sure that's all. Rabbi Yosef Fengel has the same arichas, but he has a third side. So he points out that the lashon of Taisus over here is nivla seif tohar shemitame b'maso b'beis abliya. Neither of the above is not achila and it's not maga maso. So he said, go sachapta nafkeminin. What if karcha b'siv? What if he has the nivla seif tohar is wrapped up with some inedible cover, and he swallows it. See, if it's a tumas achila, so karcha besiv is not called achila. And if it's magos, it's not touching on the inside, it's not magos, it's a chatzitza. But if it's masos, even karcha besiv will also be mitame. So he points out he doesn't have any other rishon, no other marker at all for this idea, unless maybe it's a misprint. Maybe it's a misprint, but that's what Taisa says, that nivla sektor is mitame de maso de beis abliya. We are, if it's not a misprint, we understand why. Because there is no maga based on stone. Masa there is. The Gemara says masa is something that's metame, but masa will be metame the base of liya. Maga based on liya doesn't count. Masa based on liya is. So we understand why Tesis, if it's not a misprint, what prompted Tesis to say that it should be masa. But it's really nafkaminas la'alach, what the nature of the din is. Okay. Good. So what was done next week? I already forgot myself. Next week we're learning Hilchas Sfira Sinai. Okay. And then the week after, the shiur, instead of being on Monday night, will be on Wednesday night, and we'll continue. Okay. So the next shiur, which will be on the Sanhedrin, I'd just like to speak maybe 5 minutes on this particular Gemara. Shnayim Adabav Echad Shmoya on the top of Yud Zayin on the base. We already discussed it. Rashi Meran the Machlokes, and then we'll go to the second paragraph. We'll start the second paragraph.